You are listening to the award-winning The Young Jerks with Mike Crawford.
Where did it happen? Did it happen in front of your kids at the bus stop?
They were actually waiting while my kids got on the bus, so they made sure my kids saw it happen. That's how depraved these individuals are. And I hope you all realize that now. I'm here right now because I'm exposing corruption. I'm exposing what really happened to John O'Keefe and the powerful and well-connected people who murdered him and cover up his murder. And this is what the state does to you when you do that. But several months from now, it will not be me standing on these courthouse steps. It will be the so-called victims. That's who will be here. Because ultimately, justice will prevail and truth will prevail, and they will never shut me up. They will never, ever, ever stop me from reporting the truth about what happened to John O'Keefe.
Have you made $5 million off of this?
What an absurd and ridiculous. I wish. No, I have not made $5 million off of this.
How much have you made?
I have no idea. How much you make? How much you make? I'm a reporter too. How much you make? Yeah, I don't know.
But I wasn't arrested for it today.
What's up?
You were the one who were arrested.
I was arrested for making money?
No.
Nah, you don't know what you're talking about. Next. Anyone else have any real quick? Who's this joker? Who is this clown? Who's this idiot?
Are you making money off of this?
Are you making money off of this? You're here right now, right?
You're
making money off. Oh, he works for Greg Henning Station. He works for WCVB.
What does this mean for the reporting going forward? How do you understand the reporting going forward? Like what the restriction is? What does this mean? Does this mean
I am looking for an aggressive criminal defense lawyer to navigate because now we know that they're going to try to lock me up for telling the truth and exposing corruption. That's what they're going to try to do. So I am going to get an aggressive criminal defense lawyer. And if anybody's watching right now, I don't know who I'm going to pick yet, but we are going to mount a loud, vociferous defense.
Was that a public appointed lawyer that you hadn't had today?
That was the duty status lawyer, the guy that's in the courthouse. So.
So what that special prosecutor said,
you don't need to beg you, honey. You've got an army behind
you. You're not just reporting the news.
What do you say to that? Reporting the news is not harassment. Asking questions is not harassment. You all heard what they read out loud today. And by the way, I was arrested by that guy right there, Lieutenant Brian Tully. One of the people I've been exposing. One of the people I've been exposing. The man who signed all of those fraudulent police reports that we've now exposed for being lies. He had the audacity to come to my house and put me in handcuffs today. I'm not scared of him, and I will not be silenced, and I will be steadfast in keeping on with his mission to expose the real killers of John O'Keefe.
Do they serve a search warrant in your house, too?
Yes.
Do you know what they grabbed from your house? Did they pull anything out?
I have no idea. So.
Are you going to do anything differently as far as your job?
Everything that you heard in that courtroom today is legal, protected opinion. I would like to point out that 2 weeks ago in this very same courthouse, one of the alleged victims in this matter attempted to get an order in here using those same exact arguments and those same exact quotes. The judge denied it. The judge denied that order in this same exact courthouse 2 weeks ago. So what has changed? What facts of his case have changed? Absolutely nothing. This is a gross exercise of state power. This is what fascism looks like. And as journalists, we should all be concerned that this is what they do. They also told me that every single person who came to the peaceful protest rolling rally in Canton on July 22nd, one of the things that has led to these charges, every single person in there is now under investigation. Hundreds of innocent people are under investigation. And they cannot arrest us all. Maybe they can.
What are you doing in today? You mentioned something about a Ford SUV.
Yeah, so a Ford Edge. According to Lucky Loughran, the man who plowed 34 Fairview Road that day, at 2:30 a.m., he drove by Brian Albert's house, and there was no body on the front lawn. He said he would have seen a body had it been there. We know this because he was interviewed by Trooper Yuri Bukenik and one of the alleged, quote-unquote, victims in this case. According to Mr. Loughran, 30 minutes later at 3 a.m., he noticed that a Ford Edge was parked outside directly where John O'Keefe's body would later be found. 2 months later, here we are, Nothing has been done to find out who was driving the Ford Edge that was parked next to where a dead Boston police officer was found. Nothing. And this is what they're wasting their time with. Me. There is a man who murdered a Boston cop out there, and they're doing nothing about it. And they're coming after the only journalist who's actually reporting what happened. And I will not be intimidated. I will not be silenced. And we will continue on our journey for justice for John O'Keefe and for Karen Reed. They took my phone from the computer.
I figured.
So I got to go get new stuff, but I'll be back. They're not going to silence me for long. They got that. You know, if you guys want to help the cause, again, feel free to donate. I'll be on there. They're trying to silence all of us. They're coming after all of us. This is the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. It's a sign of weakness what they're doing right now. They're scared. They know they're going to jail. And it's coming, baby. It's coming. So get ready. Get ready. I'm not scared of these punks. Not at all.
All right. Your release.
I'm ready. Let me just say, I'm not going to be silenced either. I will not be silenced. I'm pumped up. People saw it today. Turtle Boy got arrested this morning. My whole day was affected by this shit. We got a great guest. I didn't expect to do a show. I'm not even ready for anything, but you guys are a lot of listeners. So that speech, man, I'm going to play that speech over and over again. There's so much footage from today, but I think that's it right there. Let's bring up the guest. I got a great guest coming back. He's the attorney. Just calling him Brian. He's the estate planning lawyer. What's up, Brian?
Hello. Oh, I'm on.
You are on live. We're on like 700 people right now live.
Yeah, you know, I wish Aiden would decide how he feels about this.
Yeah.
You know, I was doing something today called work, so I didn't get to see everything.
Me but, too. You know, I'm trying to walk dogs, and my phone is ringing off the hook, dying because I'm getting so many. Yeah.
But I think when they do things like this, it's just having the opposite effect. It brings more attention to what's going on.
Exactly. I am more like, it's funny too, because last night the Canton Town Hall, the hearing, the select board hearing, there was a little protest, but it wasn't quite the same as the protest before the. You could feel the ebb and flow. Even some of our callers, Steve mentioned, you know, it was that the story is starting to die out. And he even said, but something will happen. Something will happen to bring it roaring back. And that it's like, this is the funniest thing about the story is that the opposition, the Michael Morrissey, I want to talk to you about your the status of your complaint against DA Morrissey and his whole role in this today as well. But you're so right. This is just, it's only gonna, like, now they're putting Aiden, now they're giving the person that is the most gifted communicator, they're putting him on trial, and he's gonna put them on trial, like, before the Karen Reed case gets heard. So it's like, this is like, Michael Morrissey, you're a hack. This is ridiculous what you did today. And for someone like myself, I had someone, Wendy's son, actually, file a criminal complaint against me that I haven't seen it. I haven't looked at it, but he posted online that he filed a criminal complaint against myself and the president of MassCan Normal, the local cannabis non-profit for decades that we all love, community-oriented nonprofit that he got kicked out of. He filed a criminal complaint, he said, against us for witness tampering on another case where all I did was put out a video. And apparently the judge just swept it out. But I feel like this case now with Turtle Boy, it affects every journalist, especially someone like myself that does a live show. Like, because people try this shit. And if he gets convicted, it's going to hurt all of us because it's going to, I believe it. What do you think about that, Brian, that point?
Well, I think what's happening here is they're treating him more as an advocate than a journalist. And he has taken his journalism over toward advocacy.
I do that all the time on issues too, though. Like what the, okay. So go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's where I think I see that there's a line here that they're thinking he went over, you know, and that's a matter of opinion.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, I hate that line. There's the old line where a cameraman is got a camera on someone that he could help. Instead, he just keeps the film rolling. Like, I'd rather help that person if I can put the camera down. I mean, maybe keep the camera going, but I mean, you can help while you have a camera going, maybe, right? Could do your job and help somebody at the same time. What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't see how this case stays in the shadows. And I also don't understand how so many people knew about it so early. I mean, when I got up before I started work, I saw tweets from Jennifer Coffin Daffer, yeah, or whatever her name is, and Wendy Murphy. She's still Wendy to me.
Yeah.
And they knew what was going on. Well, how did so many people know what was going on?
Yeah. It's so obvious. Like Krusty Panties was there. Brian Riccio was there. They were all there, and they were all predicting it. Like Wendy predicted it 2 days ago, basically. It's on Twitter.
So she blocked me, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I got the screenshots where they were sent to me. I think she was involved, just like her son tried to do the same thing to me. I mean, that's her MO. Use the courts to settle scores. I think this is going to blow up in their face. I think you're right. Like, now he gets to put them on trial. Like, he even on the front of the court steps, even with the ridiculous stuff that the special prosecutor was throwing at Aiden, it was like, oh, so Jill Proctor can call people's workplaces and harass them because she's the wife of a state trooper, but Aiden can't call people? Like, I'm sure you didn't catch some of that, Brian, because you were working today, but that's the kind of testimony that I heard from the special prosecutor today. And I was just like, that's weird.
Well, I mean, the guy was also making up numbers. So,
right. He said $5 million or something.
And there's no consequence to him for just making something up.
Yeah. And what he
I think he said he as was, much as yeah. much as. So up to, he might as well have said 5 billion.
Right.
You know?
Very careful phrasing. It's all for the media. It's funny too, because like when he was quote, like when he talked about Elizabeth Proctor, Michael Proctor's wife, the state trooper, he quoted Turtle Boy from his show, his words, and Turtle Boy laid out why he felt like it was fair game to go after Elizabeth Proctor, because she had started calling people that were supporting Karen Reed. She started calling people who were in the groups. I watched this, like average, not Turtle Boy. We're talking about average everyday citizens out there who are supporters of Turtle Boy's show. And she started calling their workplaces, trying to get them fired. Like, is this normal that a state trooper's wife calls the workplaces of people that she doesn't like the press that her husband is getting for his doing his job? Like, it's very strange. And that's legal, I guess. But when Turtle Boy decides to try to do the same thing back, I guess, then it's illegal. Like that.
Well,
that,
I think if he has a good lawyer, the lawyer will be bringing that up.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of loopholes here.
But again, I'm not a criminal law specialist, so Aiden, if you're listening, do not call me.
Oh, he's gonna be like he said today. He's gonna try to find the best criminal defense attorney around.
I would think the ACLU might have an interest in this kind of case.
I hope so. Yeah. I really do.
I mean, this is, to some extent, this is about journalism. And we don't have a shield law here. We don't have, our journalists are not protected by a specific Massachusetts law, but there's something not quite right about singling someone out.
Yeah. Especially like this. They're throwing the book at him. They're throwing like all these charges, conspiracy. They had him arrested in front of his kids at the school bus stop. Like they could have.
Disgusting.
I mean, if it's a journalist, you would think they would just summon him. Like just, you know, out of professional courtesy. But no, they wanted to drive him. They were in state police custody. And the guy who arrested him is one of the people he's been exposing.
And didn't someone make a comment about he had a an incident in the car? Did you read that on?
No.
I'm not sure I want to be spreading rumors, but
nope.
Somewhere on Twitter, someone said something about how he may have had a panic attack in the back of the car. But then they didn't call. They didn't call 911. They didn't react to it. And they shouldn't have, if that's the case, they shouldn't have been disclosing that because of the HIPAA laws. Mm.
Yeah, if that came from the Brian Ritchie or Krusty Panties. They seem to like to get in trouble too, because apparently Kate Peters, one of the biggest trolls of Aiden, who's been harassing him for years, she showed up today and was in the vicinity of someone that has like a protective order against them, another woman. And the state police were notified and they wouldn't do anything about it. They made the woman go away, but they didn't arrest her for violating the restraining order. And then that woman was online. I saw her on Twitter saying she wasn't there, but there's pictures and video on like from TV of her being there. It's like, are they going to arrest her? Is Kate Peters going to get arrested for violating it? Or is she a state witness now too? Is Krusty Panties a state witness? I mean, this is how... Like, this is what the state police are aligned with. Like, if you look into Kate Peters, people like Turtle Boys, man. Look into Kate Peters. Look into Brian Riccio, his association. He's sitting right next to her. Like, these are not good, your best people. These are embarrassing people.
This whole case has become like the Jerry Springer Show.
And I think they're going to, you know, and now they're trying to, like, on Twitter, the trolls are trying to get me arrested now. That's their next thing.
Well, let's say something extreme. Let's do it.
Well, I was thinking about calling Chris Albert tonight, but I don't know. I'm just like, you know what? I just want to do my show. I if they're going to arrest me, I want to make it so silly because I don't do anything. Like, what have I done? I call for protests. Like, I'm squeaky clean. I've been arrested for alcohol and weed when I was, you know, younger, but that was it. Like, since weed's legal, there's nothing you could arrest me for. So let it be that way. Like, I'm not changing what I'm doing. And like Turtle Boy said tonight, I will not be silenced. Come get me. Like, come get me. Like, it'll be the day I stop dog walking and do this every single day. Like that's what will be. Like, that's what they're doing at Turtle Boy. He's already doing it every day, but this is just blowing him up like 1,000 times more. You saw that speech. I mean, can we play that speech again? Do you want to watch it again? Just to soak it up, the brilliance of Turtle Boy.
What I love about the speech is he pointed out some key evidence.
Yes, he did.
That perhaps the reporters there didn't know about. So now they're motivated to go find out about it.
And even the WCVB stuff, like he went back at them, he pushed back. It was such like a Trump move, but I loved it. It was because WCVB is conflicted. They got Greg Henning, who's their legal guy, their legal analyst. He's a former, his father was a TV guy. And Greg Henning ran for DA. He lost against Rachel Rollins. And he was like a top contender, had a lot of police support. Now he's an attorney. So he's Channel 5's legal consultant. And Channel 5 also has this weird thing where they had a traffic reporter who got exposed by Turtle Boy this year. And she also, like Liz Proctor, started harassing her customers. And her customers were actually her husband's customers. He was a firefighter and a dog trainer. And the dogs were severely neglected and abused, and it was horrible. And these were like just average women in South Boston. Like, and they like experienced horrific gaslighting and trauma from the whole event. And Turtle Boy exposed it. And Channel 5 never acknowledged it, as far as I could see. Like, they're still covering it up. And now they send a reporter in to give a hard line to Turtle Boy. It's like, and they were the ones, if you look at the headlines today, they had the worst headlines. The ones that attacked Turtle Boy the most were from WCVB. So I'm calling out WCVB tonight, because I remember Chet and Natalie. I'm a longtime supporter, listener of that station, and I'm no longer. Like, you guys have lost the plot a long time ago. You've consistently gotten worse over the years. And this is just a perfect example of it. So I know I'm going on some rants tonight, Brian. Do you have anything to say?
I thought you were going to hit play. That's why I kept quiet.
What did you think?
Well, I kept quiet. I thought you were going to hit play on his speech again. But
I think we should.
I mean, isn't Greg Henning the lawyer who's filed a brief?
Yes,
at the SJC.
Yeah.
How can he represent?
Is it Jen McCain?
Brian. He's trying to prevent Brian's phone from being seen.
That's right.
So.
And that, like, let's talk about that too. Like, the hypocrisy of them, Brian Albert. We've been asking for it. So Greg Henning is the guy stopping the defense from getting Brian Albert's cell phone. Now the prosecution and the state police have seized not the cell phone of Brian Albert, but they've seized the computer and cell phone of a reporter, of a guy that has an opinion, Turtle Boy. I mean, that's pretty, I don't know. Like, that to me is just shocking, but it's kind of not if you've been following. I mean, what do you say to that, Brian?
Well, I think if the two cell phones that they're, or the cell phone information that's being blocked with the help of the DA's office, if they just put that forward, if they were truly innocent, we'd know.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I don't see them as witnesses. I see them as potential defendants.
Yep. And someone said Fox 25 was all over it. It's actually Boston 25 now, because they don't like the Fox affiliation in a liberal city, I guess. But they did good. I think that the Fox reporter, he went right back to questions that we wanted to hear, not the kind of clown from WCVB. Let's play the video again. You're right. We should play the video again. People are asking for the video again. They want to watch it. It's just, we could like hit play, we'll pause a few times and we'll talk about it too, Brian. If you have anything you want to say, like on a point he's making, just give me a little, you know, signal and we'll stop.
Okay.
Police? Yeah, I mean, I should be free. I did nothing wrong.
Can you tell us how you were arrested this morning?
In handcuffs.
Where did it happen? Did it happen in front of your kids at the bus stop?
They were actually waiting while my kids got on the bus, so they made sure my kids saw it happen. That's how depraved these individuals are. And I hope you all realize that now. I'm here right now because I'm exposing corruption. I'm exposing what really happened to John O'Keefe and the powerful and well-connected people who murdered him and cover up his murder. And this is what the state does to you when you do that. But several months from now, it will not be me standing on these courthouse steps. It will be the so-called victims. That's who will be here. Because ultimately, justice will prevail and truth will prevail, and they will never shut me up. They will never, ever, ever stop me from reporting the truth about what happened to John O'Keefe.
Have you made $5 million off of this?
What an absurd and ridiculous. I wish. No, I have not made $5 million off of this.
How much have you made?
I have no idea. How much you make? How much you make? How much you make? I'm a reporter too. How much you make? Yeah, I don't know.
But I wasn't arrested for it today.
What's up?
You were the one who were arrested.
I was arrested for making money?
No.
Nah, you don't know what you're talking about. Next. Anyone else? Anyone else have any real quick? Who's this joker? Who is this clown? Who's this idiot?
Are you making money off of this?
Are you making money off of this? You're here right now, right?
Yeah, you're
making money off. Oh, he works for Greg Enning Station. He works for WCVB.
What does this mean for the reporting going forward? How do you understand the reporting going forward? Like what the restriction is? What does this mean? Does this mean
you? Believe me, I am looking for an aggressive criminal defense lawyer to navigate the, because now we know that they're going to try to lock me up.
This is amazing. I'm just going to stop it right there. I noticed some trolls in the background, like yelling. I think some of those are supporters, but the ones that are the most obnoxious, I think that's actually Riccio and that crew there. I think some of them are the opposition. This is interesting.
He's talking about, they know about this?
Exactly.
How did they know about this?
Collusion. That's some collusion going on there.
Is that a, I mean, I don't practice in the criminal law field. And so I have nothing to judge this against, but it does not feel right.
And Kate,
I mean, you don't send out a press release before you announce charges. Yeah, it's leaked, say somebody said. How did Wendy Murphy know about this? Because she was the first one this morning. And how did Jennifer know about this? So somebody in the DA's office is coordinating with them to let them know so that they could broadcast it.
Yep.
I still don't know who Krusty Panties is.
That's Kate Peters. That's the one that's...
Kate Peters.
She's very... Yeah, she's the one who has a restraining order against her. From another woman, and they were both there today. And the state.
And how did she get that nickname? I don't. Maybe we don't want to know.
We could play the video, but I don't know. It's funny. I generally don't like to be so happy about a nickname for a woman like that, but. The stuff she does, it's just like, it's appropriate. It's appropriate. It's.
By the way, about, you know, on that same topic of somebody being happy. So I went to YouTube to see what I could find late this afternoon. And I found the site, a podcast, Profiling with Pat Brown. And now she's done a video in the past where she opines on things and she has a general idea of things, and she seems somewhat fair. She's going, well, it could be this, could be that. But the title of her program was Turtle Boy Arrested Couldn't Happen to a Nicer Guy. And she was just blasting him and how what a terrible person he is. You know, so this people are on sides here. You know, and
I mean, that's
he's rubbed some people too. The wrong way.
Yeah, I'm glad it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. That's all they care about. It's not about the case or the law or how this will affect Karen Reed or even John O'Keefe or even other reporters and journalists who are independent like myself out there who give opinions on things, on hot issues. None of that matters. All that matters is get Turtle Boy. We don't like him.
Yeah. Well, all they're doing is rallying up other people.
Exactly. They're the biggest promoters of him. Like, it's just like, I don't know. You know, we're not going to be silenced. It's funny. They try to silence us. We have more listeners now than we live right now. We have over, it looks like 1,190 listeners live right now. We've never had that number on a live stream. Like, even with Turtle Boy on, like, that just shows you how much interest is right now. Like,
when he goes into his rant, I mean, he's got a place in politics, I think, you know, I hope these reporters don't just report. I mean, these stations all focus on fires and car crashes, and they say, oh, we're telling your stories, you know, the local story. Well, that's not a local story. That's being sensationalists. Will they actually go one step deeper and go into the thing he talked about?
Exactly.
I doubt it.
All it takes is one, though. If one of these hungry reporters has some kind of pull, because that's, you know, as a independent journalist myself, I kind of understand how this shit works. And usually you need to get a boss to sign off on it. So hopefully one of those people with a microphone is kind of a hot shot, and management wants to let them do a good story that will actually win them critical and like wider appeal. Like they'll be stars. If somebody does this story right locally, all we need is one.
Well, I think Aiden essentially said, go interview Lucky Loughran.
Exactly.
Talk to the guy. See what he has to say, because there's quite a story to tell.
There sure is. They need to start digging in. There's so much they could be doing. They could be knocking on doors, too. Apparently, that kid Colin was there today. I mean, I can't believe none of those reporters asked him. Like, I'm so mad I couldn't be there. I'm so mad I have a real job and had to work today, because if I had seen that kid, man. But then I guess I would be under arrest for asking somebody a question. I mean, that's the new thing now. I mean, it depends on who you're asking a question, right? I mean.
Well, why is it that the rolling rally all of a sudden became a problem?
Right. They're investigating people, apparently.
Well, I mean, that happened quite a while ago.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering whether they're also thinking that all the protests at the courthouse are a problem. I think you might need a permit for some things like that, especially if you have a bullhorn.
You would say that because that's the official law. But how is it enforced? I was an activist for years. And for many years, when I first started out, it was actually like that in the city of Boston. But then things like Occupy and Black Lives Matter happened. And all that went out the window, even with cannabis, too. Like, I was a big cannabis guy. And we did tons of protests and permits. One day on 420, the cops came up to me because I was the big one who had promoted it online. And it was like the first time it kind of got organized, where people had always shown up on the monument on the Boston Common. But we made it so that everyone knew about it online when Facebook and, you know, MySpace and all that shit was just kicking off. And a lot of people showed up, including the Boston police. And they showed up to me and my friend, the King of Pot, and said, who's organizing this today? Who's running this? And I looked at him and I said, who organizes this Christmas? He's like, oh, it's like Christmas. I said, yeah, it's like Christmas. It's a holiday. And no one organized it. So they just left. And that was an example for me that we didn't always need to get permits, depending on the situation and how you handle it and what you say. And I told my friend before cops show up and ask us, I told him exactly what was going to happen and what we would say. And he stuck with it, and it worked for us that day. They were looking to probably arrest us or give us a fine for organizing a rally without a permit. Now, years later, we did a lot more stuff like that. And I saw many other groups larger do the same thing. So I think that's selective enforcement, and they're only going to do it if they, you know, because it's Turtle Boy.
It's Norfolk County. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I want to say to everybody, I live in Hanover. Come on down to Hanover. Get out of Canton. Come on down to Hanover.
Too. You know, we protested outside of the Speaker DeLeo's house one night, you know, after another cannabis thing. And, I talked to the cops there. They knew who I was, that I organized it, and we had no permit. That was in Winthrop, and they were cool as fuck. Like, they actually took signs home. They liked our signs. They, like, the cops actually took signs home as souvenirs. Like, they, and I could tell, like, they really liked us and liked the signs. They thought the signs were funny. They were laughing their asses off, and they thought we were nice people, and they let us do our protests. So, I think a lot of that is, no matter where it is in the state of Massachusetts at this point, Danvers, I've seen protests. Like, any town or city now, they're pretty cool with protests. They understand it's First Amendment. They understand if they charge somebody, it's going to get thrown out. Like, no one's getting a, you know what I mean? You're not getting a conviction for a protest without a permit. You're just not going to happen. They could try to charge you, but I just don't believe it would, you know. And yeah. I don't see them doing it to anybody. Like, I've been an activist a long time. They used to do that, like 20 years ago. You could see, especially for the, what you said, the bullhorn. But lately, none of that.
Well, I think Morrissey's bringing the law back. So if anyone's going to do a protest.
What's that? Who it is.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this case? Because we talked about this. This may not be good for him in terms of legal liability.
Yeah, I looked at the law this morning and I highlighted part of it and sent it to you. And it said, whoever willfully attempts, I'm truncating it all to the worst way to read it. Whoever willfully attempts emotional damage to another person who is a witness or potential witness with the intent to punish harm or harm the person or such person's family members' participation in any of the proceedings. And there's that, then it goes on, that's against the law. So, I mean, willfully attempting emotional damage to someone, hurting someone's feelings, I think is another way of saying that. That's a pretty broad law. I think that goes too far. But he, you know, he's got liability here, I think. Because he has made statements, right, that he's not going to give up and people shouldn't expect a free ride here. And I just got a text from somebody that said they just watched the hearing. And they went through all his recordings, and they've been watching and taking notes. So he's going to need a good lawyer here, I think.
Definitely, it's going to be interesting to see if he, because I feel like he will not take a deal. Knowing him, it's so funny. Wendy Murphy was predicting that he was going to go soft now. This is how delusional she is. She thinks he's going to go soft now because he got these charges.
He sounded very mellow.
Crazy. You're so like out there not knowing who people really are. This guy's like, he always says, he's hard as a rock right now. I can guarantee you he's like, he's ready to go. This is like.
They didn't realize that they were seeing the mellow side of him before.
Right.
But this is going to, what they've done here is there are more and more people scrutinizing everything that is in writing in the court filings. And there's so many inconsistencies. He just did a report on his website about the inconsistencies of Jennifer McCabe's statements. You know, and I think Brandi Churchill had done that also on her podcast.
Yes.
I think it was episode 2.
What's the name of that podcast again?
It's called the 13th Juror podcast. You know, you look at the inconsistencies, you look at what was said and what the four initial police officers wrote down, and it's nothing like the story that we've heard. And everybody on Twitter that comments on the I hit him, you know, they keep missing the point. She was specifically answering a question, and the question was about his facial injuries. Now, she had just attempted resuscitation. She had to clear what Jennifer said was 6 inches of snow off of him. I would wonder if I hit someone. you know? I'm not sure you know what you're doing when you see somebody and you're trying to resuscitate them.
Right. I mean, the loved one.
My wife brought her father back before I met her, and she says she broke his ribs doing CPR. So I'm not sure you'd have a really good memory of that traumatic event.
Yeah, and false confessions too are like so many of the ones that the Innocence Project has proven with DNA are innocent have been false confessions. Like that's clearly a problem. It like even eyewitness accounts are also another one that are very problematic because you can't always trust it. Human nature, we get things wrong, we lie, we misremember things, even you know.
But none of that is in the first four reports. The four police officers who were the first responders. The same people who didn't find any taillight or a shoe.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, so this will be the O.J. Simpson case gone digital.
Do you think Aiden is going to kind of put the trial on trial before it even gets there? With his case now?
I would have no way of predicting what's going to go on here. But, you know, I suppose he has some rights to find out their evidence, right? And it might be inconsistent with what they said somewhere else.
It's funny because the last couple of weeks you could feel it, like that they were investigating.
Oh yeah, so they were looking. You knew that once he said something about we ran the plates. I remember cringing when I heard those words or read those words.
Do you feel like that he knew that, or do you think he got reckless, or do you think because it to me almost feels like he's like he wants this. He's like bring it on, like he's a martyr. He'll take the charges to free Karen Reed. Like because I feel like that's. I feel like it could be likely he gets convicted of some shit and it helps make sure that the people who were supposed to go get, you know, exposed, get exposed. Like, I think it's going to help the case. Do you think he knew that? I'm wondering at this point.
I don't know. But, you know, if you look at how much time he spends talking on TV, right? I mean, Tuesday night, 2 hours, maybe Saturday night, 2.5. You're bound to say something that somebody can use against you if you're speaking for 4.5 hours a week.
It's true. That's the problem. That's why this shit's so chilling, because it's what I do sometimes. I mean, I don't do it quite as often, but sometimes you say shit and you don't even mean it that way. It's like how people can misconstrue it. And
yeah,
it's hard to be perfect on this stuff, too, so... it's going to be interesting to see what happens at the court dates too. And to see when Aiden gets to do a show again and come live. Like I was hoping maybe tonight, just looking, he definitely hasn't called in on the StreamYard. We sent over a link through a top secret channel, but he has no phone, no computer. But I'm sure he's going to get that shit very soon.
Well, maybe his lawyer said, maybe don't say anything and right away. I mean, I'd be looking for a lawyer right now if I were in his shoes.
I'm sure that's probably exactly what he's doing. Let's listen to more of his speech because he talked about that today.
For telling the truth and exposing corruption. That's what they're going to try to do. So I am going to get an aggressive criminal defense lawyer. And if anybody's watching right now, I don't know who I'm going to pick yet. But we are going to mount a loud, vociferous defense.
Was that a public appointed lawyer that you had today? Or was
yes, that was the duty status lawyer, the guy that's in the courthouse. So
what the special prosecutor said.
You don't need to bet you money. You've got an army behind
you.
You're
not just reporting the news.
You know, reporting the news is not harassment. Asking questions is not harassment. You all heard what they read out loud today. And by the way, I was arrested by that guy right there. Lieutenant Brian Tully, one of the people I've been exposing, the man who signed all of those fraudulent police reports that we've now exposed for being lies. He had the audacity to come to my house and put me in handcuffs today. I'm not scared of him, and I will not be silent.
What do you think about that? That's kind of weird, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, but it is a small area, and the problem, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of weird. Maybe that's the officer who made the comment, the public comment about him, that I'm not going to repeat.
There's a public comment about him. I'm not sure. Well,
it was the comment about his panic attack. I didn't.
Oh, that part of it. Yeah. I haven't heard anything about that.
So now I just said I didn't want to repeat it, and then I repeated it.
You're in trouble now. See, we're all in trouble. It's the speech police are going to come after us. So I'm with an attorney who's got a lot more at stake with his speech than me, maybe. Brian, say your last name again for me. Barrera.
Just drop Barrera. The I. You're going to bark it. Barrera.
I need water first. Barrera. No.
Barrera. That's good Barrera. Enough.
Well, we could get there.
We could spend a half hour doing that.
Well, I'm going to spend some weeks time on this. Barrera. That was
you
close.
Got it.
See?
You got to
work at things. I work on my speech.
There are too many R's in my name, but somebody once called my office and asked for Brian Brazier.
That's
not I don't even, know how they got that.
Yeah, that's not even. Come on. At least try. At least stumble through it like I did. I like this. We got a comment here. It says, Ryan is a straight shooter. Yes, he is. You have to be an attorney running on this show tonight with us.
Well, it's easy for me to be a straight shooter because criminal law is not my field.
That's right.
So I'm not playing to the DA and trying to, get a favor from him by being his buddy. You know, I don't have any clients that are affected by Michael Morrissey.
And that's why you can be here. You can do it freely and not worry about you. If anyone needs estate planning help, call Brian.
And that's why I felt like I was ideally situated to file the ethical complaint against him for the video that he did. So let me tell you where the status. We were going to talk about the status.
Yeah, tell us about the status of your complaint against DA.
So, at the end of August, I prepared it. I hemmed and hawed. I talked to someone at Mass Lawyers Weekly to see if anybody else had done it, and then I waited a week, and then I filed it. All right, so a week and a half goes by, and maybe 2 weeks, and then I get a call from them saying, you didn't include a copy of the video that you're complaining about. It's not fair to him for us to send out the complaint without having the video. It's his video, So I had to go online, download it. We prepared a flash drive. So while I was at it, I added more things to my complaint. And I sent it out. Got a call today, this afternoon. We got your letter, but the secretary who opened it says there was no flash drive there. We sent them the flash drive. So another flash drive is going out.
Oh, my God.
They lost the flash drive.
This is a video that's on YouTube right now on Channel 5 and everywhere else. It's just unbelievable. Yeah. And he's the one who created the video. Come on.
So I'm just going to add to it. So what I noticed, by the way, that profiling with Pat Brown is she was criticizing Aiden. And then by the end of the video, she was quoting straight from the video by Morrissey. I mean, it's like she had the script and she was. She was actually repeating everything he had said. So there's more evidence, You know, he can pull it down, but it's out there. This was a political stunt he pulled. He knew it would get out there. He knew it would be permanent. So I'm going to throw that in there, too. Awesome. So, you know, he's making it worse for himself.
Good, good. I love it. So you can add to the complaint against Michael Morrissey.
Yeah, I just have a feeling like, right, based on the way this is being treated so far, then it's not going to go anywhere. But what happens is there's a lower layer where they decide for most people whether or not you even got something. I went through that. Then it gets elevated to another level. That's where we are. If I could just get the video to them, maybe they would do something. Then if they deny it, then I can ask for it to be reconsidered, and then I will definitely ask that it be reconsidered if they awesome. If they don't go forward with anything.
Let us know what's going on with all of that as it happens. Love to know. I know you will on Twitter. What's your Twitter? It's Estate Plan, isn't it?
Estate Plan. Yep.
At Estate Plan. Follow Brian on Twitter. Definitely. Especially if you need help with your estate planning and taxes and all that stuff. Wills, you know.
Yep. The mass estate tax just changed last week. It's now updated to $2 million. So many more people are not going to be affected by the estate tax, which is a good thing. But, you know, you go to a nursing home and that's the meltdown issue for most people.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of what I do.
So, there was a question we wanted to ask. Bang Bang White Bread on YouTube asks, ask Brian about the most recent filing with the GPS data. Do you know about that?
Well, I think he was going to go get today. The GPS, the court ordered, the judge ordered that it be sent to the court. I don't know if it goes on the docket when it's ordered to go to the court. Somebody may or may not be able to get it. So if you go there, you can ask for it.
Hopefully someone gets it. I'm sure Turtle Boy plans to get it if he's allowed.
Don't go in there recording them because they don't like to be recorded.
Yeah, you might get criminal charges. Like that's how our state operates now. Which is not the way it should be, but that's the way these hacks are. Mm. Anything else you want to talk about this case before we start the video again that I'm missing?
No, not at the moment. I could go back through my Twitter account and see what I've been talking about lately.
Well, go ahead. Yeah, we'll play more of this because I want to stick to just Aiden tonight because I think one of the things I'm going to say is like if he needs help raising money, we're going to start raising money for him because I know this community will. Because I'm sure he's going to have some costs now.
And I will be steadfast in keeping on with his mission to expose the real killers of John O'Keefe.
Do they serve a search warrant in your house too?
Yes.
Do you know what they grabbed from your house? Did they pull anything out?
I have no idea. So.
Are you going to do anything differently as far as your job?
Everything that you heard in that courtroom today is legal, protected opinion. I would like to point out that 2 weeks ago in this very same courthouse, one of the alleged victims in this matter attempted to get an order in here using those same exact arguments and those same exact quotes. The judge denied it. The judge denied that order in this same exact courthouse 2 weeks ago. So what has changed? What facts of his case have changed? Absolutely nothing. This is a gross exercise of state power. This is what fascism looks like. And as journalists, we should all be concerned that this is what they do. They also told me that every single person who came to the peaceful protest rolling rally in Canton on July 22nd, one of the things that has led to these charges, every single person in there is now under investigation. Hundreds of innocent people are under investigation. And they cannot arrest us all. maybe they can
go in today. You mentioned something about a Ford SUV.
Yeah, so a Ford Edge. According to Lucky Loughran, the man who plowed 34 Fairview Road or Fairview Road that day, at 2:30 a.m., he drove by Brian Albert's house, and there was no body on the front lawn. He said he would have seen a body had it been there. We know this because he was interviewed by Trooper Yuri Bukenik and one of the alleged, quote unquote, victims in this case. According to Mr. Loughran, 30 minutes later at 3 a.m., he noticed that a Ford Edge was parked outside directly where John O'Keefe's body would later be found. 2 months later, here we are. Nothing has been done to find out who was driving the Ford Edge that was parked next to where a dead Boston police officer was found. Nothing. And this is what they're wasting their time with. Me. There is a man who murdered a Boston cop out there, and they're doing nothing about it. And they're coming after the only journalist who's actually reporting what happened. And I will not be intimidated. I will not be silenced. And we will continue on our journey for justice for John O'Keefe and for Karen Reed. They took my phone from the computer.
I figured.
So I got to go get new stuff, but I'll be back. They're not going to silence me for long. They got that. You know, if you guys want to help the cause, again, feel free to donate. I'll be on there. They're trying to silence all of us. They're coming after all of us. This is the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. It's a sign of weakness what they're doing right now. They're scared. They know they're going to jail. And it's coming, baby. It's coming. So get ready. Get ready. I'm not scared of these punks. Not at all.
Oh,
yeah, that was amazing. I could watch that all day. One of the comments was, I have chills. Great speech. I guess Turtle Boy is going live. I'm getting a lot of messages, too, that he's going to be going live, not on YouTube, but on his Facebook later tonight. So make sure everyone, as soon as you check out of here, you go find out what's going on, because apparently he is going live tonight, and I can't wait to watch that. So, Brian, what do you think about that?
I'll be watching.
Yeah, I think we all will. I mean, we have, like I said, we just broke our record again. Like, we dipped like by like 20 or 30 people. Like, we've been there over 1,100, like almost the whole show. I've never seen this. And it kind of dipped by 20, and now it went back up again. Like as soon as I put Turtle Boy on, then like people are just going nuts for this. And I got to tell you, if I play this video again, I bet we get to 1200. We're going to break our record again. So it's just amazing to see how many people are listening to this show tonight. And it wasn't planned. We just did it like last minute. Like, that shows you the interest. Usually big shows are planned. And this is just, people are just want to find out what's going on tonight.
You know, I'm kind of repeating myself from what I said before, but he was trying to get the journalists to go talk to Lucky. Maybe that should be the rallying cry here.
Yeah,
to the journalists. Talk to Lucky.
And everyone on the Twitter should hit up all the journalists. Go talk to Lucky. We got another question. We're going to take phone calls too, if you want, Brian. Do you want to stick around? Do you have to run right now?
No, don't have to run.
Awesome. So, Brian, we got a comment. It says, Brian, can you comment on the ACL tweet you made earlier?
Oh, well, I tagged the ACLU. My post, I think, was something about to a journalist on Channel 25. Have you ever seen a case where, maybe I should find it. Maybe that might be a little easier. You ever seen or heard of a district attorney's office requesting in court that its prosecution on a particular case not be reported on by a particular journalist? Because that's what Ted Daniel from, I think that's Channel 25, I think he had written that the special prosecutor was asking the judge to essentially bar Aiden from reporting on the case and asked that he not mention witnesses' names in his blog. You know, like, what?
Yeah, really.
There's something wrong with Michael Morrissey. I am questioning whether he took the bar himself.
Right. Maybe it was so long ago he forgot everything. We got a phone call. Let's take the call. Who's on the phone line from 781 area code? Are you there? Can you hear us? Call back. This always happens to us on the first call. I don't know why. Every single time. And then I have to reset it again. It's weird. Don't call yet. Wait one second, bro. I got to disconnect it now. Oh, man. Oh, here we go. We're going to try it again. Hey, you there? Nope, not working.
Hey, hold on. You hear me?
There you are. Who's this?
Hey, this is Sherry. Talked to you the other night.
Say your name again.
Sherry.
Sherry. Okay. Yes, you did call the other night. Thank you, Sherry.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Hello.
I'm doing okay.
So what do you think about everything today?
I think what Brian just said is really important. And I started to call and I missed the end of it, but it was the tweet that he tagged the ACLU in. And this is what is giving people chills. This is what has been giving me chills all day. I don't remember in my lifetime a reporter having ever been arrested in Massachusetts. Ever. I don't know. Anybody?
I can think of one. There was that Channel 5. I think she was Channel 5. Maybe she was Channel 4. She was married to Bob LaBelle at one point. Remember that reporter that got, because she wouldn't give it up on a witness? Remember that? Do you remember that, Brian? No?
No.
I would say that
Susan
was
Susan Wojcik?
Yes. I think it was Suzanne Wojcik. Yes, it was. Oh. That's exactly who it was. That was the only one I've ever remember being arrested. Okay. But yeah. Which was bullshit too. Like, I don't even remember the details of the case. I think I was a kid back then. That was like, yeah, Susan, we got to look that up. Suzanne Wojcik. She was married to Bob LaBelle at one point. So yeah, that would be the only one I could think of.
Is that WCVB?
I think she was. I think she might've gone to another station at one point, but I think she was WCVB. Yeah. They used to be good way back in the day. They were great back in the day. It's so funny, right?
Yeah. But today, outrageous. I mean, of course we cringe at some of the behavior, but we still need this type of advocacy in Massachusetts. No matter where you are on the political spectrum, we still need this. And to see it shut down like this is chilling. So, I'm just concerned about it. The conditions of release that the prosecutor requested gave me chills. I have practiced criminal defense. I'm an attorney. I've stood up in court and I have never heard on a nonviolent case the set of terms that were set out today. It's outrageous. It was tailored in such a way that it was meant to elicit a reaction. Okay, that's what it was meant to do. It was not meant to guarantee his return to the court. Okay, you know what's up with the cash bail? Cash bail is trending down in this country. Why are we asking for cash bail? It makes no sense. And a GPS. What? And it just makes no sense. So I've got plenty of opinions. I don't want to talk your ear off.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're in the field, so tell us what else did you see there that looked wrong?
Definitely the witnesses, alleged witnesses, knowing about this early on, just like you pointed out, Brian. So clearly there is, I don't know if it's, you know, a victim witness advocate that was, you know, close to some of these folks, keeping them tight, or if it's, you know, somebody else in the DA's office, but they're connected. And, you know, once one of them knows, everybody knows. And I don't know if you also saw that Jennifer Coffin-Daffer says that Aiden emailed her threats to her and her family. I mean, he's not that stupid. So whether that was somebody else or whether it's just, you know, I don't know.
I don't trust anything she says.
It just doesn't make sense.
I would suggest that it could well be fiction.
Exactly. I would suggest that too. I love that. Yeah. It could be very well fiction.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
She said she's going to post it, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I really appreciate the opportunity.
That's the difference. Isn't that the difference?
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Mike.
Sherry, that's a great point before you go.
Yeah.
The difference between her and between Coffin-Daffer and Aiden is that Coffin-Daffer makes the accusation, doesn't post the receipts. Aiden always posts the receipts. Yeah. Like, if she has receipts, why hasn't she posted them? Yeah. So,
good point. They don't exist.
Yeah.
Fiction. Could be fiction. Thank you so much, Sherry, for calling again.
Sure. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
Well, I didn't mean to hang up so quickly, but we have this phone issue where it always beeps when people are calling. I'm trying to figure out how to turn that off. I don't know if it's possible. It's weird. Here we go. We'll take another call anyways. But it's this weird thing on, because I turn it off the phone, but it's still, maybe I have to get my caller ID, my call forwarding canceled. Who's on the phone?
Hi. I just had a question for Brian.
Go ahead.
I was wondering if a warrant for his electronic devices are specific. For instance, if they were to find something else on his devices that were not related to this intimidation of a witness, like, for instance, like a wiretapping, like, can they use that against him now?
I would think that they're going to be looking for as fast as they can for everything they can get, but I don't know. Depends on what the warrant said. If it goes beyond the warrant, I think that's going to be a problem. That's why Aiden needs to have a lawyer right away to look at that and get it narrowed. You know, and I'm wondering when they look at it, if they're going to look at any message that was sent to him by someone like me. It's like, yeah. So I went back earlier today. Where were my messages? You know, you just don't know what they're looking at.
Karen Reed, but I was just wondering this when I was thinking about it. Like, is the warrant specific? Can they use it for anything, any other charges that they might come up with?
Well, if it probably was broadly worded, you know, so that, I mean, they're probably looking at his future stories too. I hope he had a backup system. But whatever he was working on, they've got that.
Right. Now, can we find out will we find out at some point what the warrant says exactly?
If his lawyer releases it, finds a way to get it out to the public, just like the defense is doing in the Karen Reed case, they find a way to attach it. They find a way to file a motion and attach the things they want us to see. So I would think that his lawyers would do the same thing.
Gotcha. Thanks for taking my call. Mike, keep up the great work. Thanks, Brian. You too.
Thank you for calling. That was a great call.
Bye.
Bye. We're the Young Jerks. We've got a great guest, Brian, who's an attorney as well, on the show tonight. And we also been taking some great phone calls. We're raising money for the Karen Reed Defense Fund. 50% of all donations on the Cash App and Venmo go to the Karen Reed Defense Fund. I want to thank all of our new donations, and I want to take this call, but I don't. I got to call somebody back who tried to call us. I got to get this guy on the phone. But again, here it is. This is the call I want. On the Cash App, it's Mike Crawford 1 or Venmo Mike Crawford TYJ. Are you there, caller? Is this Jamal? Jamal. Oh, wait, I didn't put it on. Hold on. Jamal. Hey, are you there? Caller.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. It takes me a while to get this shit set up, and people keep calling in while I'm trying to answer the phone. But you're the call I wanted.
Well, so, you know, I'm going to be very limited with what I talk about, but I do want to bring up a couple things. So one, you know, I think the Turtle Boy gets somewhat of a bad rap. And when I say that, I say that in my years of being a fan of media and journalism in general, and when you were talking before about journalism versus advocacy, actually, I coined the phrase called journactivism. And it's actually why I never pursued an actual traditional career in journalism, because, you know, you're supposed to not be biased and these type of things. But what I decided to use journalism as a tool to raise awareness and culture, revolution, and these type of things. But in any event, because of this, I have a very eclectic taste in who I like. So we're all a bunch of old guys, at least those of us who are, you know, those of y'all on the screen and me now. So some of you might remember talking heads, people such as Morton Downey Jr. Remember him?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So when that was like seen as irreverent, even Tom Snyder, you know, these are the type of guys that used to interview you while they were smoking cigarettes and drinking whiskey. Right.
Right.
So I think Turtle Boy is a bit of a mixture of that from the old school, with a bit of the irreverence from what I'm going to call the shock jock in the rock and roll era. So now I have to bring up the king of all media, Howard Stern.
Exactly. Right.
Right. Who has offended many people based on sex, gender, race, religion, you name who he hasn't offended, right? But is still yet beloved and, you know, a gazillionaire and broadcast on the now the satellite radio waves, right? And he too at some point was under lawsuits from the FCC or, you know, private lawsuits, whatever, whatever. Then I'm also going to mix in there one of our local guys as well. I went from Howard Stern, and now I'm going to go to Howie Carr. So I think that Turtle Boy represents kind of all of that in a blender, mixed with his own irreverence and all this. He doesn't offend me so much, you know, and this is why I was able to kind of deal with him, talk to him, because he reminded me of basically all the white kids that I went to school with when I was coming up as a young kid, you know, and I was coming in listening to Run DMC and they were listening to Ozzy Osbourne. Right. We came from two different worlds, but at some point we were able to coexist. Not to say that there weren't disagreements and fights and scrapes and everything, but folks had to either give or earn or learn to have a mutual respect. So I say all that to say that he doesn't bother me as much. Now, I have to put on top of that, I do know that his words have offended many people, any of whom I know personally. So that is the part that I, in the conversations that we've had, that I wish you would refrain from. Because if he really the shit out of the equation, if you will, right, then he would actually really, he could still be, you know, whatever he wants to be, right wing, conservative, whatever he labels his own politic. I can't define his politic. But whatever that is, you could be all of that. But some of the language that he uses or what have you, to your guest point, you know, crusty panties or things like this, that to me, I think, puts him in a category that now you can't be taken serious on certain levels. Now, on the other side of it, he's breaking stories. This guy has led to the end of the Republican guy's career here, who was the head of the Republican Party up here, several state troopers and police officers and all this. So he doesn't just do some of the lowbrow, you know, what I would call on the Howard Stern thing. He doesn't just do fart jokes, right? There is some other stuff there. So there's that. As many people know, we dealt with, you know, the reason we basically know each other is because of the Monica Cannon case.
Yeah, let me just cut it one second, Jamal, because I didn't give you the proper introduction. I wanted to let you go because I think you're an amazing speaker. But I just want people to know who this is, because Jamal Crawford is a longtime activist, Black Panther, musician, cares about his community in Roxbury. I know that for a fact. And you've done a lot of great work. So you're somebody who's been around the block, and you're street, but you're also activist, which I love. So go ahead. Keep telling us. Keep blessing us with all your knowledge tonight, Jamal. And you became friends with Turtle Boy to an extent, right?
I was going to say, I mean, not friends, like we don't, you know, have sleepovers, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's definitely someone that I can communicate with. You know, we share information when it's appropriate or whatnot. Friends, that's a tricky term. And I wonder how he would categorize it as well. But I know that there's been times like this where there are low points in his life. Like, I don't wish him harm. I hope that he gets better and does better, you know, because I know he's had some difficulties that he spoke about on his own show. So I'm not revealing any secrets here, whatever, with depression and anxiety and all that, which there could be truth to whatever happened today. But I don't look at that as a down thing. I look at that as, you know, that would be traumatizing for anybody, because that's another thing. He's not a gangster. He ain't been to jail before. He don't got a record or anything. So that could be shocking to anybody. You know what I mean? So, and that's my other point. This really is a thing now where, because of the venom and vitriol that is put into the atmosphere, you're going to get kind of what you put out. I had to learn this myself, as you mentioned, my past with the new Black Panther Party, and certainly many of my mentors and elders are from the original Black Panther Party. But I had to learn how to temper my own message, right? To stay focused on the message and leave out some of the parts that were detrimental to the delivery of the message, or actually the implementation of the idea. Once I was able to strike a very delicate balance, that's when I was really able to get some things done. And I took out what wasn't necessary and kept all the integrity and everything that was necessary and couldn't be compromised. But I cut out, as I said before, shit, and just stuck to the rules, and I stayed underground. So with these type of things, this is prone to happen. And this is the last thing I really say on this.
I got two questions for you, though, too.
Go ahead. Okay, yeah, do that. But I'm going to just say this. Now I want to interject race in this a little bit. This is also, too, the whole Karen Reed thing and the Turtle Boy thing is interesting to me, because he himself, and as he's talked about this before, he himself was a great supporter of the police. Now, as they say in the Bible, the scales fell away from his eyes, and now it opened his eyes to a whole world of police corruption, because you stumbled on it, and now you're experiencing some of police corruption, repression, you know, and as you mentioned before with Occupy and all this type of thing, these are things that certain levels of activists, you know, have gone through, you know, that's Tuesday, right? So now I think that this is a shocker for much of the community, who is now seeing a little bit beyond the veil that everything might not be okay in Mayberry. And that, yes, there could be some police who are not exactly living up to their oath. And so for me, as an activist, I talked a gang of crap about it for years. But finally, we were able to get something tangible done in the Boston police reform that happened at the city level. And now we finally have a civilian review board and OPAT and all that. And we can have a debate on whether how effective that is.
The post commission.
But it meets a blank.
Yeah, right.
And then the post commission at the state level, decertification. Yes. So these type of things, that's where I decided to do my focus. And as you see, I do less blogging and do less Blackstonian, and I do less videoing, and I do more proposals and policies and really trying to move stuff that matters. And then we could talk about it after.
Exactly. Thank you for calling tonight. I got one of the callers is asking if we're brothers, because we got the last name Crawford.
Right. I keep telling you, it's hysterical. Of course, no relation, but we have an estate lawyer on there. You know, we are both co-owners of a beautiful ranch in Texas you might have heard of.
What is this?
That's, you know, the Bushes had the Crawford Ranch in Texas. Come on.
Oh, there we go. I forgot about that please, one. Yeah. I forgot about that one. You did have the Crawford. Yeah.
So no relation, of course. And even though my name is Jamal Crawford, I'm not related to the basketball player. You know, he's younger and richer, but goddamn it, I'm prettier and smarter.
There you go. And you got another one too. When we had talked earlier, you said you wanted to know if Turtle Boy needed to get bailed out because you were going to bail him out, right?
I was kind of being facetious about that, joking, only because, one, I know he's made $4 million off of this, whatever the person said. But no, Turtle Boy is, that is his job now. And so, you know, he has a wife, he has family. So I didn't, I didn't think that there was going to be an issue with that. But no, that was just me being my smart aleck self.
Thank you for calling tonight, Jamal.
Absolutely. Y'all be blessed.
Thank you. And I said one more last question and I said goodbye, but I also want to what do you think about this whole thing though? The charges in themselves? Cause this is like, you've been an activist. Have you ever seen anyone charged like this?
Yeah. they're just usually black. So, I mean, in terms of, you know, okay, look, we've all been talking about for a long time, overcharging, okay? So anybody could get charged with 16, and then you go to court, and then it's whittled down to 12, and then we out of this one and that one, and then it's like 8, and then whatever it is. This has been going on forever. And if we just stick to the activist thing, you know, you could automatically get, pardon me, resisting arrest, right? You could automatically get, you know, maybe like obstructing justice or interfering with an officer in their duties. You know, there's a bunch of things that they could pile on, right? So in this case, though, I do believe that, you know, this is the part where I have to be critical of the Turtle guy, because I don't believe he did himself any favors. And once again, I could have probably done those same videos and named those same blogs, but I would have been much more careful in my language and delivery, so as there would have been no question. There couldn't have even been an inference that there was some even a veiled threat. And then also, too, when you're as popular as he is, you can't necessarily stop or control your followers, wink, wink, if you're saying, hey, I have a problem with Billy Smith, and all your followers literally take it upon themselves to now, you know, prank call Billy Smith or, I don't know, D&E order pizzas like Bart Simpson or something. I don't know. But I do believe that, you know, he didn't do it himself. And there's certain levels of control and whatnot. All of that will play out in the court of law. You know, I'm sure he will get a great lawyer and all of that. And that's for larger brains than mine. I know for me, myself, I would have handled the situation differently as to hopefully avoid any of these.
We've been discussing that tonight. We've been discussing that tonight with the attorney too, Brian, who's sitting with us. And the question comes up, like, did he do this on purpose? Cause he kind of like, I know he knew they were investigated for the last couple of weeks. I just wonder if he didn't like almost bring this on, like just say F you, like, I'm going to put you on trial if you try to press charges against me. You know what I mean? Like almost as a martyr. Do you think that he
That's where I'm going to go back to the Howard Stern analysis. So when Howard Stern was under much attack from the FCC, if you remember, he did a big, you know, FU to the FCC rally, right? And so it depends on the type of spirit that you have. So, you know, if me with my Panther activities, let's say, was under investigation from the U.S. attorney, I'm not going to go out and do a, you know, rally against the U.S. attorney's office. What I'm going to do is get into my books and study and research and make sure that when that day comes or even before that day, that I could prove my case par excellence, you know, dot every I and cross every T. I'm going to be focused on that. So I just, you know, I'm not really for the rah-rah, shish-boom-bah, and all the, you know, the political theater and whatnot. I'm really for the delivery. I'm for the final bang. You know, when you slam that thing down and nobody can dispute, whether it's your debate, your argument, a document, whatever, where even your enemies have to pick it up and say, damn, he's right. That's what I strive to do.
Thank you for calling tonight, Jamal.
All right. Nephew Crawford, you have a good night.
You too. Have a good night.
And thank you, Attorney Brian.
Barrera. Attorney Barrera.
Barrera.
Yeah, Barrera. I want to say, I'm glad someone calls me their nephew still.
A text from my wife. Put my mic back down.
Oh, there you go. That I love that she's watching. Thank you. What's her name?
Mary Beth.
Mary Beth, thank you for helping the show.
Hey, why don't you send her a link and let her come on?
No, does she want to come on? No.
No, she wouldn't do that.
There was a comment, the turtle guy. I liked when he called him the turtle guy. That was funny, actually. Jamal's a kick, man. Do you want to take more phone calls? I feel like I'm almost phone called out at this point. I want to go see what Turtle Boy's up to. What do you think, Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did our bit.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brian.
I don't know what to say here. I just hope he finds a good criminal lawyer. And I mean, it's possible that he can turn the tables on the other people.
Right. That's what I hope for. We'll take one more call since they came through. Who's on the line right now?
This is Jean from Dorchester. You talked to me before, Mike.
Hey, Jean. Thanks for calling back from Dorchester. What do you got for us quickly tonight?
And I know Jamal, and he's a great guy, and I know he knows all my people. John Rice, shout out. I know he knows all of them. But anyways, this is definitely... crazy what's happening to Turtle Boy. And like Jamal said, this is more or less being swept under the rug. So there was somebody on Facebook earlier who made a great point. It was a black guy. His name's Don. And he was talking about how this is a white-on-white crime and it's not getting as much attention as it should be. And this is definitely, I'm scared for Turtle Boy because I know they're going to be going through everything in his phone, his computer, and whether it's legal or not, they do not give a crap. People are like, well, can they look at this? Can they look at that? I grew up in Boston my whole life, and the corruption is real in this state. It goes all the way back. It starts from the top and works all the way down. This is not going away. And what Turtle Boy needs is this to hit national, somebody with a high influence, somebody that has a lot of followers, somebody that has a movie star, a famous person. That's what this needs. And it needs it now because once it goes through, once somebody gets this story, it's clear what is going on. And right now they're going after somebody who's uncovering everything because it's a domino effect. Once one goes down, they're all going to go down. And this is what black people have been talking about for years, but nobody listens. No one believes. And now that it's happening to Karen, a citizen who's never been in trouble before in her life, now what? It's disgusting. Boston cops are, I'm not going to say all of them, but the majority, and I grew up around black people. My friends are black. My family are married to black. The whole nine yards. I have seen it. I have witnessed it. I've been there. I lived it. And they are one of the most corrupt cities in all of America. So once he starts doing this, one follows the other. And I'm scared for him, and I feel horrible for him. And I really hope that in the long run, this was all worth it. I really do.
Let's hope so.
I'm scared.
Well, what do you think is going to happen?
I'm really scared.
What do you think will happen now?
What's going to happen? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. All right? Because of what he's doing, And because we all know Turtle Boy will go on and he'll be calling this person out and calling Proctor out, and you're a fat this and you're a this and this. These people are sick of it. So they are going through his phone and going through his computer. And he, nobody, listen, everybody that's out there and listening, they don't care what the judge said. You can only look at this, you can only look at that. They're looking at everything. Every person he talks to. Look at that lady, the lady that just got caught for giving him the license plate, the dispatcher. Right. She's screwed. She might as well just move out of the state.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to come after
her? They're going after her.
Yeah, I think they're going to come after me too.
Well, I don't think that you care if they do, but even if they don't, even if they don't tell you right now or tomorrow or next week, or the other caller called in and said, do you think they could do? I've texted Turtle Boy and Messenger and stuff too. Nothing crazy, but, you know, whatever. Come and take me, whatever. But the thing is that they'll hold it. They'll have it in their pocket and they're going to save it. And let me tell you something. The reason why Jen McCabe was at Proctor's house was because of all this that's going down. They have been working on this for weeks. The license plate thing was just was luck to them. They were like, here it is. This is just what we need, because they couldn't get them anything else. Everything else leading up until the license plate was pretty legit with Turtle Boy. He was pretty good. He didn't go over the line that much. He was calling people out, but there was nothing. It was all truth. Everything that he says is truth. The police reports, everything is truth. Nothing is a lie. There's no lies there. So up until that license plate, they found out who did it, and then they went after it. But let me tell you, that girl is going to be pulled over. Her life, it sucks. She should move, because they are going to torture her now, because they know. And with you, and I don't think... I just think they're going to have it in their back pocket. There's going to be Jen McCabe was at Proctor's house because of all this, because they have been working on this for weeks. I'm telling you right now, they were there in the courthouse. They already knew it was coming.
Yeah.
They knew it was coming before we knew, before today, before yesterday, whatever people want to say. They already knew. They kept their mouth shut. All of a sudden, Colin's coming out of the woodwork. He's showing his face around more. I don't think the FBI is going to do anything. I really don't. I think that they would just, it's taken too long. I think that they're just buying time. It's going to go away. People will stop talking about it, you know, like a lot of things do. And people are talking about juries. Well, the jury will never convict her. What? Juries will convict you because they don't like your hair. Look at O.J. Simpson. Look at Casey Anthony. I've been sitting at bars watching the Casey Anthony thing, and he had dudes next to me say, she's hot. I'd still date her. If juries, anybody, they don't matter. If they don't like you, they might not like Turtle Boy.
Right.
What are they going to be honest?
There could be some anti-Turtle Boy people on there. Thank you so much.
It's 100% true.
Yeah. Thank you for calling tonight, Gene.
Thank you for taking my call, Mike. I love you, and keep it rolling.
I love your calls. Gene from Dorchester, thank you for calling in tonight. That was our final call. We're not taking any more. Nobody call me. Don't call me at 3:00 in the morning. Don't call that number tonight. People have been doing. Don't do it.
Maybe to follow up on something that the last two callers triggered in my mind. I want to repeat something I said a week or two ago, whenever I was on the show before. Michael Morrissey is a career politician. If he has the disrespect of other politicians, if they talk to him and say, we don't like what you're doing, he's going to listen to that, I assume. So people should be calling their local state rep and their state senator. And most people don't know who that is. So exactly. You go to malegislature.gov/search/findmylegislator. And you can look up who your legislators are. And actually, you could call others. They don't necessarily know, you know, who you are. You could find other legislators and call them in Norfolk County. This is politics. He's got power and he's using it.
And when you call, they basically feel like when you call those offices, they feel like your one call represents 50 to 100 people that didn't call. So they do listen. Like not every state rep or state senator listens, but a lot of their aides will definitely listen to you and at least take note of it. Like I've called many offices. It does work. So try that. I think we should all be calling our state reps and state senators. I'm going to talk to my state rep, Jenny Armini, about this next time I see her. Sometimes I see her while we're both walking dogs, actually. So like if you see your state rep or state senator while you're walking a dog or at the parade, ask them about this. So, if you don't know who they are, find out who they are so that, you know, when you walk by them, when they're walking the dog, you'll know who they are too. That helps. But again, I want to thank you so much for calling, being here, co-hosting tonight, Brian, taking all the phone calls and watching the video with us. It's really helped us get through this. This is like a crazy night. I'm kind of like in shock that this happened, you know, it's weird.
By the way, somebody on Twitter just pointed out or on Facebook that the lawyer who was speaking against Aiden today has a disciplinary record.
Interesting, huh?
Hey, I'm sure that might say something.
That might be on a Turtle blog pretty soon. It's funny. But I guess Aiden is now live. That's what everyone's claiming. So,
all right, then let's get out of here. Go.
Yeah, let's get out of here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play this video one more time for people who haven't seen it, and then we're gone. Thank you so much, Brian, for being here tonight.
I'm gone. Take care.
Bye now. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye now.
My release? Yeah. Well, I mean, I should be free. I did nothing wrong.
Can you tell us how you were arrested this morning?
In handcuffs.
Where did it happen?
Actually, before we play the rest of that video to close out the show, I do want to just go to the donations. We did have one donation through Venmo tonight, $20 from Michael Calabrese for $20. I want to thank him so much. I want to check the Cash App, see if we had any through there. 50% of the money tonight goes to the Free Karen Reed Defense Fund. Again, Mike Crawford, TYJ on Venmo, or Mike Crawford 1 on the Cash App. We'll be taking donations tonight. And all the way to tomorrow morning, till 10 a.m., 50% of the money goes to the Karen Reed Defense Fund. I want to thank everyone for who's been supporting us, contributing. I'm going to have a big tally. There's like the last four shows, actually. We're going to add up all the money, and we're going to make our donation, and we're going to post it up like we always do. I can't wait to do that. And thank you so much, everybody, who's been contributing. And again, for listening, make sure you hit the subscribe and the like button on the way out. We got to get some more likes. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Happened in front of your kids at the bus stop?
They were actually waiting while my kids got on the bus, so they made sure my kids saw it happen. That's how depraved these individuals are. And I hope you all realize that now. I'm here right now because I'm exposing corruption. I'm exposing what really happened to John O'Keefe and the powerful and well-connected people who murdered him and cover up his murder. And this is what the state does to you when you do that. But several months from now, it will not be me standing on these courthouse steps. It will be the so-called victims. That's who will be here. Because ultimately, justice will prevail and truth will prevail. And they will never shut me up. They will never, ever, ever stop me from reporting the truth about what happened to John O'Keefe.
Have you made $5 million off of this?
What an absurd and ridiculous. I wish. No, I have not made $5 million off of this.
How much have you made?
I have no idea. How much you make? How much you make? How much you make? I'm a reporter too. How much you make? Yeah, I don't know.
But I wasn't arrested for it today.
What's up?
You were the one who were arrested.
I was arrested for making money?
No.
Nah, you don't know what you're talking about. Next. Anyone else? Anyone else have any real quick? Who's this joker? Who is this clown? Who's this idiot?
Are you making money off of this?
Are you making money off of this? You're here right now, right?
Yeah, you're
making money off. Oh, he works for Greg Anning Station. He works for WCVB.
What does this mean for the reporting going forward? How do you understand the reporting going forward? Like what the restriction is? What does this mean? Does this mean
you? Believe me, I am looking for an aggressive criminal defense lawyer to navigate the, because now we know that they're going to try to lock me up for telling the truth and exposing corruption. That's what they're going to try to do. So I am going to get an aggressive criminal defense lawyer. And if anybody's watching right now, I don't know who I'm going to pick yet, but we are going to mount a loud, vociferous defense.
Was that a public appointed lawyer that you hadn't had today? Or was
yes, that was the duty status lawyer, the guy that's in the courthouse. So.
So what the special prosecutor said.
You don't need to bet your money. You've got an army behind
you.
You're
not just reporting the news, harassment. What do you say to that?
No, reporting the news is not harassment. Asking questions is not harassment. You guys all heard. You all heard what they read out loud today. And by the way, I was arrested by that guy right there, Lieutenant Brian Tully. One of the people I've been exposing. One of the people I've been exposing. The man who signed all of those fraudulent police reports that we've now exposed for being lies. He had the audacity to come to my house and put me in handcuffs today. I'm not scared of him, and I will not be silenced, and I will be steadfast in keeping on with this mission to expose the real killers of John O'Keefe.
Do they serve a search warrant in your house,
too? Yes.
Do you know what they grabbed from your house? Did they pull anything out?
I have no idea. So.
Are you going to do anything differently as far as your job?
Everything that you heard in that courtroom today is legal, protected opinion. I would like to point out that 2 weeks ago in this very same courthouse, one of the alleged victims in this matter attempted to get an order in here using those same exact arguments and those same exact quotes. The judge denied it. The judge denied that order in this same exact courthouse 2 weeks ago. So what has changed? What facts of his case have changed? Absolutely nothing. This is a gross exercise of state power. This is what fascism looks like. And as journalists, we should all be concerned that this is what they do. They also told me that every single person who came to the peaceful protest rolling rally in Canton on July 22nd, one of the things that has led to these charges, every single person in there is now under investigation. Hundreds of innocent people are under investigation. And they cannot arrest us all. Maybe they can.
What are you in today? You mentioned something about a Ford SUV.
Yeah, so a Ford Edge. According to Lucky Loughran, the man who plowed 34 Fairview Road that day, at 2:30 a.m., he drove by Brian Albert's house, and there was no body on the front lawn. He said he would have seen a body had it been there. We know this because he was interviewed by Trooper Yuri Bukenik and one of the alleged, quote-unquote, victims in this case. According to Mr. Loughran, 30 minutes later at 3 a.m., he noticed that a Ford Edge was parked outside directly where John O'Keefe's body would later be found. 2 months later, here we are. Nothing has been done to find out who was driving the Ford Edge that was parked next to where a dead Boston police officer was found. Nothing. And this is what they're wasting their time with. Me. There is a man who murdered a Boston cop out there, and they're doing nothing about it. And they're coming after the only journalist who's actually reporting what happened. And I will not be intimidated. I will not be silenced. And we will continue on our journey for justice for John O'Keefe and for Karen Reed. Period.